So you're through the first day of your quit. That's great. Getting through the first day is pivotal. Well, for a few reasons. One, no one's ever got a year under their belt or 10 years under their belt or 20 years under their belt without getting a day first. You got to start somewhere. So just the fact you got a day under your belt shows, you know, you're on your road to actually not smoking. But the real reason that the first day is pivotal, the first day, people think it's impossible. They very often think that they can't go a day without a cigarette. It's just impossible. They never went a day in their life without a cigarette. So they're working with the basis that going a day is just, you know, something that can't be done. Once you pull that off, you've got to realize now, hey, going a day is not impossible. You did a day. Today it's repeating another day. Another edge that the second day has over the first day is you learn to do numerous things, specific things that you thought couldn't be done. Again, many people think they can't get out of bed. If you got out of bed yesterday, you've proven that could be done. See, the first day, everything you did, everything was new. It was on top of drug withdrawal. Today, you'll be dealing with new things again, and the withdrawal will still be going on, but again, it's not going to be everything you're doing is new. A whole bunch of things you're doing are repeats of stuff that you did yesterday. Physically, impossible to predict what's going to happen urge-wise. Today might be better. Today might be worse. You may have had no withdrawal whatsoever yesterday, and now you're working with the basis, oh, man, is that all there was to it? That was nothing. You know, nothing will happen today now. I don't know if that's going to be the case. If you had a real easy day yesterday, you may find it could take a curve today and hit you hard. That can't happen. Or you may find today will still be easy. We don't know. There is no way to predict on a day-by-day basis what's going to happen to an individual. The only thing that can be predicted is get through a couple more days, and it really will improve. The videos I'm going to attach today are segments that I would normally do my second day of the clinic. The first day of the clinic, I really focused on what the problems of smoking were, what the dangers of smoking were, the importance of quitting smoking. And I focused somewhat on the physical effects that people may have felt while quitting. Today, I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on some of those physical effects and then bring in another arena that wasn't really touched too much on yesterday, and that's the emotional reactions that people go through when they quit smoking. Those are real, too. They are separate entities. They have their own characteristics to it. Although there's some withdrawal or there's some symptoms that we don't know if it's physical or if it's psychological. It could be either one causing the exact same symptoms. I don't know if I have videos that discuss that or not. It might be in some of the withdrawal videos. I'm going to have to take a look at that and make sure that that's the case. And if not, I'll add those in at a later date here. But basically, congratulations on getting through your first day. That was crucial. That was important. You had to start somewhere. And now it's a matter of making it one more day. You shouldn't be thinking long range at this point. You shouldn't be worried, oh, am I never going to be able to smoke again? You can go back whenever you want. But in all fairness, you should keep giving yourself a day-by-day basis here, getting at least 3 days under your belt, getting a little bit longer under your belt, getting nicotine out, and then later on deciding whether you want to go back to smoking or not. See, if you decide to go back to smoking today, you decided nothing. Your addiction called the shots. You're still in withdrawal. You caved into the withdrawal. That's it. If you decide to go back to smoking a year from now, oh, no, that's a decision you have. If you decide to go back 2 weeks from now, that'll be a decision you have, and it could be your choice at that point. But at least 2 weeks from now, we know it's not the nicotine that's compelling you to throw the quit away. It's you making a conscious decision to do it. You will have the option to smoke in a couple of weeks if you decide you want to. The beauty is, though, you'll also have the option of not smoking in a couple of weeks if you decide you don't want to, without any ramification to it, without having to deal with any, you know, symptoms because of that decision you make that day. So again, make it through the evening now. You'll have, I haven't added up the total number of videos I'm going to put in yet and what the length that they're going to be, but go through the videos that are on the page that will be linked at the end of this video, and by that point, you'll have another day under your belt with your commitment still intact to never take another puff.